It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds sent 10 batters to the plate in the bottom of the eighth. They scored five times, the big blow being a Spencer Steer three-run homer, and they beat the New York Mets on Saturday 9-6 to even this three-game series at a game apiece. It was a rough start for right-hander Nick Martinez, who gave up five runs on eight hits in just five innings on the mound. The Reds scored twice in the bottom of the second on a ground ball by Ellie De La Cruz and a bases-loaded walk. They scored two more in the sixth. Stuart Fairchild drove De La Cruz home with a pinch-hit single. That was a big blow in this game, and Spencer Steer and Fairchild pulled off a double steal with Steer scoring on the play, and then they exploded for the five runs in the eighth. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Chris, a fun ball game today. This is another example. We see it time and time again. We saw it constantly last year. We've already seen it on many occasions this year, where this team just never has any quit.
You know, you got to hang in there. It just goes to show you how important those relief appearances are for guys like Emilio Pagan and Farmer. Pitched a couple of innings, Farmer did, where you just keep your team in it. Even though you go in there and the ball game, you're losing the ball game at the time, you never know what's going to happen. And the people here stay to the very end of the game because they know the Reds have a flair for the dramatic.
Spencer Steer is off to a blistering start. Fun to see him get a couple of more hits. I mean, this guy, you mentioned it there late. He's the best hitter the Reds have right now. He might be the best hitter on this team, period.
I think he's the best hitter. I mean, his approach is really professional. It's mature, way beyond the number of years he's got in the major leagues. He's got a flat swing. He's very efficient to the baseball. I love to watch him hit. I said that the first time I saw him in spring training. That swing will travel, and that's the kind of compliment that you want to hear if you're a hitter.
No question. Big win for the Reds today. They come from behind to beat the Mets and even the series at a game apiece. Yet.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds beat the Mets on Saturday afternoon 9-6, and now to the highlights. Neither team scored in the first inning of this game. The Mets had a runner at third with two outs in the second, but they couldn't cross the plate. The Reds did score in the bottom of the second. Jamer Candelario led off with a double to left. He moved to third on a Jake Fraley ground out, and Ellie De La Cruz got a run home.
The 3-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to the right side under the glove of McNeil, and De La Cruz will reach as Candelario scores to give the Reds a 1-0 lead.
Spencer Steer was next up. He singled. Nick Martini struck out, but Luis Severino walked Tyler Stevenson to load the bases, and then he did the same to Jonathan India.
3-1, bases loaded, two outs, the pitch. And it's outside, ball four. And Luis Severino has walked in a run, and the Reds lead it 2-0. And once again, Omar Narvaez will go out and try to settle down as pitcher.
Nick Martinez allowed New York base runners in the second and third inning, but kept them off the board. That wasn't the case in the fourth. He gave up a base hit, and he walked a batter to start the inning. Then after he struck out Tyrone Taylor, he hit Jeff McNeil with a pitch to load the bases. Number nine hitter Omar Narvaez then tied the game.
Again, the 2-2. Swung on, line drive over second, base hit. One run home, that's Beatty. Here comes Marte to the plate, he will score. And around to third goes McNeil on the two-run single by Narvaez.
Next up was Brandon Nimmo.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a line drive over first, and that's fair down the right field line into the corner. This will score McNeil. Narvaez is on his way to third, being waved around. And the throw back in, no throw to the plate. It comes into Encarnacion Strand. And he had no chance to relay and go to the plate, so that'll go as a two-run double with Nimmo checking in at second base. Came in with just one hit on the year in 21 at-bats, and now he has two hits in the last two innings.
Nick Martinez came back out for the fifth inning. He quickly retired the first two batters, but Starling Marte doubled, and Tyrone Taylor added to the Mets' lead.
Martinez is home with a 1-1. This ball's well struck. Left field is deep. And Steer will look up and play it off the fence and left. This will easily score Marte as Tyrone Taylor checks in at second base with a two-out double.
Martinez was finished after five innings, eight hits, five runs earned, a walk, six strikeouts, a hit batter, 92 pitches, 59 of those for strikes. After the Reds scored in the second, they went out in order in the third and the fourth. Will Benson tripled with two outs in the fifth, but he was stranded. Mets starter Luis Severino was finished after five, and the Reds crossed the plate again off the Mets bullpen in the bottom of the sixth. With two outs, Ellie De La Cruz walked. Spencer Steer was then hit by a pitch that brought pinch hitter Stuart Fairchild to the plate.
The 1-1. And there's a ball that is lined through the right side of the infield, a base hit. De La Cruz will score. Steer is around to third on the RBI pinch hit single by Stuart Fairchild. They just slapped that right through the right side. Didn't try to do too much with it. And the Reds get a run back. Back to a two-run New York lead.
Then with Tyler Stevenson at the plate, the Reds stole another run.
Diekman to the plate. There goes Fairchild. The pitch is up and in. Throw to second. Not in time. And here comes Spencer Steer to score. A double steal. Fairchild takes second. Steer takes home. It's now a one-run Mets lead, 5-4.
The Reds went out in order in the seventh, but then they took the lead in the bottom of the eighth off Johan Ramirez. Candelario walked. Pinch runner Bubba Thompson then reached on a balk. He reached second base on a balk. Jake Fraley struck out, but he reached first base because strike three was a wild pitch. That brought Ellie De La Cruz to the dish.
The 0-1. Check swing, little tapper left side. That's going to bleed through and roll into left. A run will score. Fraley on his way to third. And it's a 13-game hitting streak on a check swing, game-tying RBI single by Ellie De La Cruz.
There's that 80% rule.
So two on, no outs. Spencer Steer was next up.
And here comes the 1-1 pitch. Steer swings. High, long fly ball. Deep left center field. Way back. It is gone! Into the first row of seats, a three-run home run for Spencer Steer, and the Reds have the lead.
After the home run, Fairchild singled, Stevenson singled, India walked to load the bases. After Will Benson struck out, Christian Encarnacion Strand brought Cincinnati's ninth run home.
Count is even, two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Swung on and popped into the air, short left center, on in a hurry, Harrison Bader. He will set up and make the catch. Here comes Fairchild to the plate. The throw home kicks away from Alonso trying to cut it off. Fairchild will score. That makes it 9-5, and the two trail runners both move up.
Alexis Diaz came on the pitch the top of the ninth in a non-safe situation. He walked the first batter and with two outs gave up an RBI single to Brett Beatty, and it was 9-6, but he retired the next batter to end the ballgame. Reds win it 9-6. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. Nine runs on eight hits, one error, seven left on base. For New York, six runs, 11 hits, two errors. They stranded eight. Pagan, the winner, 1-0. Ramirez, the loser, 0-1. One home run in the game. That was Spencer Steer, number three. 2 hours and 38 minutes. Time to hear from the star of this game, Spencer Steer.
I mean, yeah, good things happen when you put the ball in play. We were putting together good at-bats all day, I thought. And at the end, we stringed a lot of good ones together and putting pressure on the defense, that's kind of what happens in those big spots. So, a lot of good at-bats down the stretch.
Does that kind of show, like, all the different ways you guys have? You have bunt singles, stolen base, home run, just that inning in a nutshell is what you can do.
Yeah, I think this offense can beat you in a number of ways. And today you saw, for example, putting the ball in play, putting pressure on the defense, stealing bases. Yeah, I think that's what makes us exciting to watch. We kind of make stuff happen, and shout out to Stu coming in off the bench, that huge knock, and Bubba coming in the game, stealing a bag for us, getting things rolling. So, yeah, that was a complete team effort right there. That was awesome to see.
You guys sometimes forget you guys have some power too once those wheels get running around the bases.
Yeah, I think obviously home runs are a nice bonus, but I think that's just kind of who we are as a team. We're gonna put balls in play, put pressure on the defense. I think it's kind of been the motto, I guess, from day one with how much speed we have. And I think that's a great way for us to, speed's never going to slump. So if we can make stuff happen, stealing bases and putting the ball in play, I think I think we're going to be happy with the result.
Sunday afternoon, it's the finale of this three-game series that is tied at a game apiece at this point. Left-hander Andrew Abbott goes to the mound for the Reds. He has no record and a 3.38 ERA. Lefty Sean Manaea will pitch for New York. He has no record. His ERA is zero. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 1:10. First pitch is scheduled for 1:40. And once again, the final score on Saturday, the Reds knock off the Mets 9-6. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.